This week, the Eagles travel down I-95 to take on the Washington Redskins. And it hurts me to say this, but it's 2-3-6 teams, led by two rookie quarterbacks desperate for a victory. On this week's show, we're breaking down the Redskins on both sides of the ball, and we'll detail the first regular season performance from Nick Foles. Plus, Colin Jenkins stops by the studio for some film work. Let's go inside the NFC East matchup right now on Eagles Game Plan. Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. I'm Brian Baldinger. For my partners, Mike Quick and Ike Reese. Let's just go back and reflect for just a brief little bit about last week's game. But your thoughts last week in the loss to the Cowboys, Ike?
Well, defensively, ball there, Mike. I thought they got off to a slow start. Obviously, you give up 7 points on the opening drive after your offense scores 7 points to give you a lead. But I thought they settled down. Yeah. They settled down. They started to get after Tony Romo. Mm-hmm. Didn't get the turnovers, but they put pressure on the quarterback. And we got to remember, 21 of those 38 points came from the offense and the special teams directly.
17 points.
The defense played okay. Not great, but okay.
Mike?
Good point, Ike. They only gave up 17 points. Now, offensively, I was impressed that they had that early drive. Points on the board early. I'll show you a little bit of that later. But later in the game, you know, Michael Vick has to go out with a concussion. Mm-hmm. The rookie comes in. You see some mistakes, but you see some very nice things and some things that we'll have to look forward to with the rookie.
Obviously, there was some promise there. Nick Foles did some good things in the game. I think we need to go back and take a look at Nick Foles and see what some of the promise is all about.
Foles in the shotgun. Bryce Brown to his right. Foles is back. He's looking. Moves to his right.
Well, we all saw Nick Foles' first touchdown throw in the NFL on television. Ike, now let's go back and watch what he saw on the coach's tape right here and how this play developed, because Jeremy Maclin isn't the intended receiver on it.
Yeah, and you see Dallas is going to try to bring some pressure on the young guy. I got to point out first the great job by the rookie, Bryce Brown, scanning the protection. He sees the
protection his backside there.
Blitzer coming from the left. And like you said, Baldy, I think he wants to go here to Brent Celek first over the middle, but he has to sort of reset his feet. I love the way he escaped to the right to buy himself some more time. And then he displays the big arm going down the field to Mack.
Well, he keeps his eyes down the field. So he's looking for the big play. And obviously that play got the Eagles the lead right there. And I think this is something that you can expect. A guy that has good vision. Again, you know, he has functional mobility. That's what I call it, Ike, where he can feel the rush without looking at it. And he uses that skill right here to find Damaris Johnson.
Yeah, deceptive athletic ability. The guy's not a stiff back there in the pocket. And I love his pocket presence. He tends to either climb the pocket like we see here on this play, not to take off, but to buy himself some more time. Great job by these receivers. Staying alive, coming back to the quarterback and giving him sort of a throwing lane. I love the way he puts it down. It can't be tipped up in the air and picked off. These are things you don't typically see from a young quarterback.
If you like that one, Ike, how about this throw on timing right now? Hits his back foot. He's going to plant it, hitch step right here, and get this ball to Maclin right there in that window. You know, that window is tight, and it's closing fast in the NFL. And there's only really one place you can put it where the receiver can catch it and then protect himself. I think some of the things we see are really good and things to look for. I also think, in addition to the deep ball and some accuracy, I think we may see these receivers catching these balls in strides and some yards after the catch.
I love how fast he was able to adapt to the speed of the game. Not getting many reps, his first real live action in a regular season. A little early, speed was off, but as the game wore on, you could tell he was getting accustomed to the speed of the game out there.
The game's not too big for him, Mike. All right, coming up next, let's go to Mike Quick, who shows how the Eagles started quick on Sunday, something we hadn't seen them do all season.
Thanks, Baldy. For the first time this season, the Eagles scored points on their starting drive. Let's check out a couple of plays that made that drive successful. Just an extension of their running game, they like to throw the short passes. Move DeSean Jackson in close to the formation. Allow him to pick up those blockers out in front of him very early as soon as he gets his hands on the football, and they're off and running. They do a nice job here of picking off that initial guy. And then DeSean Jackson finds a crease and then just uses his athletic ability, his speed, to make a big play out of a short throw. Okay, and here's something we haven't seen in a long time, the fade route. Harold Carmichael made this thing famous in Philadelphia, but you've got a big target on the outside, single coverage inside leverage. He gives him a little shake at the line of scrimmage, and you've got a 6'3 wide receiver going up, making a big play over a 5'10 cornerback. That's how you play football in the National Football League. When you've got big receivers, you take advantage of that size in the red zone, and you get points.
All right, Mike, you're talking about the offense. I'm bringing in Cullen Jenkins here to talk about some defense here, Cullen. Obviously, the pressure's gotten better the last couple of weeks, and I think up front you guys are playing pretty good right now. Let's take a look at some of the plays going back to last week's game against Dallas and kind of give us a little insight here to what's going on, Cullen.
All right, I know the biggest thing on this play here, if you see when we come off the ball, you got to play your run keys first. But once you read it's a pass.
Split backs.
I hit a spin inside. And the relationship between me and the other tackle is very key because once I come in and I see that he's pushing, mm-hmm. I know that he's going to continue to push. So I just came around and kept coming and we turned it
into like. You just fall into that twist stunt. That's not a called stunt like that then.
Correct.
All right, so you had a sack here on Romo. He can't step up in the pocket. One of the things you wanted to do is collapse it on him. And so we take a look at the next play here. Cedric Thornton, yourself in here. You got the linebackers playing close to the line of scrimmage right here, really pressing those A gaps.
Yeah, we had a little stun in here where the tackles had to go opposite. So we're taking our gaps in, and the linebackers do a great job of filling up in, and so does Brandon coming off the edge, forcing Romo to step up to him.
So the pressure comes, and obviously it takes the throw away from Romo. He can't step up, and you're there to clean it up.
Yeah.
It's also in the run game here as well, Colin, just the ability to get pressure in the run game to be able to split double teams.
Yeah, you got to read your keys sometimes. You know, I can see in the stances of these two offensive linemen that they wanted to root me out on a double team. So I tried to get as low as I can and keep leverage. And then once they come off the good offensive linebacker, you know, you got to keep yourself alive and try
veteran,
to make a play.
Veteran insight right there. You're seeing that pressure on the fingertips right there. They're going a little bit forward, huh?
Oh, yeah, those knuckles are white.
Yeah, so you use that as a tendency right there. So your rush is a little bit different. You feel that double team. You stay alive. You get skinny. Then you come out and split it. Big challenge this week with Robert Griffin III. Obviously a great athlete, Cullen. Just a little bit about what you can expect this week from this team.
Well, it's going to be some different stuff we haven't seen all year. Mm-hmm. You know, with the running gun things they do. Robert Griffin's a very mobile quarterback, so we're going to have to rush smart. You know, we're going to have to play our keys from the D-line back to the secondary and run keys. Everybody's going to have to chip in.
Cullen, thanks for the insight. Thanks for joining us this week. Good luck down in Washington. We're going to be joined right now by Ike Reese, who has some insight to what Todd Bowles is doing and some of the new wrinkles we can expect from the defense.
Thanks, Baldy. I'm excited to show you guys what new defensive coordinator Todd Bowles is bringing to the table. We all wanted to see if there was going to be any more innovative thinking, complex defenses to sort of free up some of these pass rushers. Let's take a look at what they're doing here out of one of their nickel packages. They give the Dallas Cowboys a six front look here with D'Amico Ryans and Nnamdi Asamoah here, double A-gap blitz. What it forces this offensive line to do and the pass protection is block one-on-one. We've talked about the double teams the Eagles have been facing. They figured out a way to get offenses out of max protection. You get single blocks all across the board, and now it's up to the Eagles' defensive front to beat their guys one-on-one. Trent Coles defeats his guy. They flush Tony Romo out of the pocket to his right. Fletcher Cox puts the pressure on him, forces a bad throw, and get a big hit on him. Here's another play that exemplifies what Todd Bowles is bringing to the table now as a defensive coordinator. Again, you got a six-up look, double A-gap look. Who's going to stay in and protect? You got seven guys here, but we know Witten likes to get out in the pass route. All one-on-one blocks. We're going to have three guys defeat their one-on-one blocks. You got Trent Cole here, Cullen Jenkins here, and the rookie Fletcher Cox all managed to defeat their guys one-on-one. It's their advantage. They squeeze the pocket, force Tony Romo down before he's able to take a big hit. These happen on consecutive plays. This is the new wrinkle that Todd Bowles, as defensive coordinator, is adding to this defense, taking advantage of the ability of this defense to beat guys up front one-on-one.
Coming up on the show, how can the Eagles defense slow down RG3 and the Redskins play action passing game? We're breaking that down next when Eagles game plan returns. Eagles game plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. Now it's time to turn our attention to Greg Cosell, standing by at NFL Films, who's taken a real close inside look at a lot of the innovation in the Washington Redskins offense.
Thanks, Baldy. Despite the Washington Redskins' 3-6 record, their offense is very difficult to defend for a number of reasons. First of all, they do a tremendous job stressing defenses on the perimeter. A lot of outside runs, a lot of backfield action with players releasing to the perimeter. They force defenses to defend the whole field horizontally. Very difficult to do. The other element to what they do that's very difficult is backfield action. And this is not just the normal play action that we're used to, where the quarterback takes the ball under center and fakes a handoff. What they do with Robert Griffin III is put him in the shotgun. They'll put a back behind him or a wide receiver at times. Often they'll have three players in the backfield. And there's a play I want to show you that's very representative of the kinds of issues they cause defenses. This is a play in which Josh Morgan, a wide receiver, motions into the backfield behind RG3. That's what we call the pistol. Now, Morris, the running back, is next to RG3, and they also have the tight end Logan Paulson in the backfield. Three players in a full house backfield. You'll notice that the run action from the shotgun now goes to Morris, the running back. This freezes the second level defenders, the linebackers. They do as good a job freezing and paralyzing second-level defenders as any team in the league. Morgan, the wide receiver, he just flares out, but he takes a defender with him, Captain Munnerling. So Munnerling is no longer in position to drop underneath deeper routes. But what's so cool about this play is it's just a basic post-cross combination by two receivers. Everybody runs this. Santana Moss runs the post. Leonard Hankerson runs the cross behind the paralyzed linebackers. It is beautifully executed. A secure RG3 hits Hankerson on the cross, 25-yard gain. This is an offense that's very difficult to defend because of all this backfield action. You need to play with great discipline defensively. You need to trust your eyes, play your keys, play with great discipline, not get out of position. That's where the big plays come. It will be quite a challenge for an Eagles defense that I thought played very well last week against the Dallas Cowboys.
Mike, obviously Greg showed us a lot of things that they're doing innovatively in the passing game, but in the run game too, they've really married what Mike Shanahan did in Denver all those years, zone stretch, with what Robert Griffin III did at Baylor in some of the zone reads. They've combined it in the NFL right now.
I got to tell you, Baldy, I envy the Washington Redskins when I see what they've done with RG3 in this run game.
Well, here is the power pistol formation right now. You're going to have a tight end next to Griffin. You're going to also bring in Darryl Young, the fullback. At that spot, it's almost like the I formation.
Yep.
You got a lead back right here with the back taking the belly of it. Now he's got some options right here of where he's going to go with the ball, or is Griffin going to pull it and run with him to the outside? So your run fit's got to be perfect this week.
And the thing you notice when you watch Alfred Morris run the football, he's looking to go downhill with the football. He makes a decision, and he puts his foot down on the ground. He hits it.
And here they are, just traditional I formation right here, just running a zone stretch right now, and stretch where you're just stretching the ball to daylight right now. You got a lead back and Young, the fullback. There it is. You got the good fit right there. Look at him downfield. Hat on a hat right here. With this kid, you give him space like this, he's going to break a lot of arm tackles.
And when you look at him, as he takes this ball, Baldy, it's a tall sweep. But you notice his shoulder pads never face the sideline.
Yep.
They're facing downhill. And the reason why I bring this up is that when you come up to tackle him, you had better wrap up. You're not getting the side of him. You're getting his front full body.
You're getting a full force.
And he's a strong runner, very physical runner. The Eagles have struggled with tackling the last couple games. They're going to have to rally to the football to gang tackle this kid.
And, you know, we can't not forget about the offensive line. That Trent Williams there at left tackle reminds me a lot of Jason Peters. He's a very powerful, very athletic left tackle, and he moves bodies. He takes Robert Quinn right here, stretches him right now. I mean, the Rams are a man short right there in the hole. They need either a safety down or somebody to take that C gap. It's wide open. Alfred Morris is going to take it.
And when you're running to the outside, A, you have to get off blocks. B, our secondary had better be prepared to get into the run game defense, because their receivers in Washington do a nice job of blocking on the edge. That's why this kid is breaking big runs down the field. Their receivers are blocking.
Eagles got to pack their big boy pads for that pack this week.
No doubt about it.
Robert Griffin III is unlike any quarterback that the Eagles have faced this year. And the Redskins' offense is the most unique in the NFL. They're mixing college-style option plays with play-action passes to keep RG3 comfortable and to make the most of his athletic ability. These wacky formations and play fakes make the most of RG3's strengths. But they're also hiding a weakness, one that the Eagles' defense should be able to exploit this week. The Redskins are using a lot of the college-style pistol formation this year. RG3 has lined up in the pistol on 23.5% of Redskins' plays, by far the highest total in the NFL. Most teams don't use the pistol at all, and the Eagles have seen it only once all year, when the Lions used it for a handful of plays in Week 6. Now, the pistol lends itself to option plays, and RG3 often has the option to run, pass, or hand off in the Redskins' offense. Defenses do not know what to expect when RG3 is in the pistol. Redskins ball carriers average a remarkable 6.1 yards per rush from the set, in part because defenders must account for the threat of the pass or the quarterback keeper. It's a balanced, potent attack that forces opponents to play disciplined defense. Now, even when RG3 is in a conventional formation, the play-action pass is the driving force behind the Redskins' offense. The Redskins play pass on nearly 22% of offensive snaps. That's almost twice the league average, and they are good at it. RG3 completes over 70% of his passes after a play fake, and the Redskins average nearly 10 yards per play. Now, there is one situation where all those play fakes and option plays are of little use for an offense: third and long. RG3 has been excellent on early downs, but in third and long, he starts to look like a rookie again. He has converted just 2 first downs in 34 pass attempts, an incredibly low percentage. RG3 also takes too many sacks on third and long, and he has completed 22 passes short of first down yardage. Part of the problem is a receiving corps that lacks deep weapons, but part of it is plain old inexperience. Now, RG3 is a handful, and the Redskins are going to move the ball on early downs. But opponents have been able to force third and longs this year. The trick is to play smart, disciplined football on those early downs. Watch the play fakes, watch the options. And then on third and long, force RG3 to play like a rookie.
Please join the Eagles and the American Red Cross on December 1st for the 5th annual Eagles Blood Drive. All presenting donors will receive a limited edition Todd Herman's number 79 t-shirt. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit www.redcrossblood.org/Eagles to make your appointment today. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. And guys, it's time for our final thoughts here. Ike, I'll start with you. The Eagles have lost 5 in a row. What do they need to do to stop the hemorrhaging right now?
I'm going to go back, Baldy, to what the strength of the team was when they were 3-1. And okay. That's the defense. Yep. I think the biggest test Sunday for this Eagles team is finding a way to slow down Robert Griffin III and Alfred Morris. I think the advantage is with us, with our secondary versus their receivers. But our front 7 will have to step up to control that run game. The D'Amico Ryans, Michael Kendricks, in the middle, Fletcher Cox, Cullen Jenkins, those guys are going to have to run have fits. A big game. Yeah, run fits, getting off blocks, man. That's going to be key Sunday.
Mike, rookie quarterback, making his debut for the Philadelphia Eagles. The Nick Foles era begins. How do you see the rookie?
Well, I've seen the innovation in Washington and what they've been able to do with Robert Griffin III and that offense. They score points. It's going to be imperative that the Eagles can match them in scoring points. Give the young quarterback some time. Hand the ball to Shady McCoy. They've got to put points on the board. Washington will score, but the Eagles can outscore them.
I think so too, Mike. You know, when I look at Nick Foles right now, I believe in the kid's arm, how he runs the offense, getting the ball out on time right now. I think you'll see some deep shots. I'm sure there's going to be some mistakes. Sure. Every rookie makes them. Can the Eagles overcome whatever mistakes he makes? Because I believe the big plays are going to be there. The ball's going to come out on time. He's got some functional mobility. I think all that will be on display. But when you get a rookie quarterback making his debut, it's up for everybody else to raise their game around Nick Foles. If all those things go well, maybe we can get a victory here, guys, because we could come back here next week to break down the Carolina Panthers, the Eagles' next opponent, on Monday night. For Mike Quick and Ike Reese, I'm Brian Baldinger. Your thanks for joining us this week. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.